Subbress.
On demand. Follow Subbress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subbress
Radio. All right, so listen, she is one of UK's finest female vocalist. In fact, you know what? She has just, you know, she is heralded and voted as being the top five Punjabi female UK artists ever. All right. And you know what? She has been smashing it on the scene now with her amazing voice, her great talent now for, you know, for absolutely ages. I'm always excited when she drops something new. And you know what? It's, you know what, I've been in this radio game now for what, 26, 27 years, and I can't believe I've not had her up on the show. But you know what they say, best things come to those who wait. And she's up on the show this evening. She's got a brand new track, it's called Halve Rabba, came out at the beginning of the year. So without further ado, you know what, let's bring her on. Give it up and show some love for the amazing, the beautiful, the lovely Sonia Panessa. Yay, Sonia!
Yay! I made it to your show.
I know, I know. After all these years, I cannot believe it. All right, but you know what? Like I said, you know, these things... You know, it's in the stars, isn't it? Taro mein likha hua hai. You know what? It was meant to happen now for me and you, Sonia.
Absolutely. Now is the time, and timing is everything, right?
Absolutely. So you know what? You know, I feel that I think this is a bit of an exclusive for us.
It is. It really is. So I'd like to, just before we do this, just say thank you to Subbress Radio and of course yourself, Mr. Award-winning radio presenter yourself, for having me on as the first interview for Halve Rabba. So thank you very much. That's my first thing I'm going to say. And I think I'm going to hand the mic over to you.
Listen, I'm not going to do a lot of talking. You know, I'm going to get you to talk, love, right? Because, you know, like I said, first time off my show. So, you know what? Firstly, I mean, I'm sure there are... you know, millions of fans out there who are listening right now, who know exactly who you are. But for some of the newbies who are just getting to know you and have got to know you through the new song, you know, let's have a quick history lesson, a little bit of a bio data on Sonia Panessa. You know, how did you get into the game, Sonia, man?
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's the biggest question, and I'll try and do it as the smallest way possible, or the shortest way possible. So I started singing from the age of 4. I was actually recording in studios from the age of 7. And I've recorded over 30, 40 albums as a backing vocalist. So that's like your chorus singer. And then I would say at the age of, I'm giving my age away now, but 19 or 20, I believe I was, when Senator's No Way Out album came out.
Yeah.
And Genda Nanana, which is a cover. And goodly, you just played, by the way.
I know. Did that,
me with that one.
Did that bring back some memories for you?
I actually, if you could see my face, I was just gobsmacked. I was like, oh my God, it's so lovely. It's so heartwarming to hear that. And it's still being played and listened to as well. So thank you for supporting. And that was my debut in the Punjabi industry as a lead vocalist. And I say lead because I've been doing so many recording projects in the background, but when you are the main voice on the track, that's when I sort of debuted with Gurdi and Nana. Since then, I've done a bunch of covers in the Punjabi industry. I've been songwriting in the background. I've kind of done some Hindi alternative things. I've explored world fusion, spiritual music, alternative. I've been kind of going through a musical evolving journey, but always serving the Punjabi industry.
Yeah.
Pretty much it's my main language, I would say, so I think that comes naturally to me. It's my mother tongue, so I'm kind of, you know, that's where my heart is and soul is, so it's always there. And here we are all these years later, and we're back with Halve Rabba, which only released just over a week and a half ago. It feels like beginning of the year was ages ago, but it's only been a week and a half, and it's being received really well. Yeah,
of course. And you know we of course are going to talk about that track in a moment, but you know what, you know, again, you know, you've had such a you know, such a strong career, you know, Sonia. You know, you worked with some great producers and artists, you know, up in the game. You know, oh man, you know, your B2s, your Shukshin the Shindas, and your Hidas and your Alaps. You know, just and the list just goes on and on. You know, it's just a who's who of people you've collaborated with. You know, here's a question for you. You know, I mean. In, you know, they say that the music game is very male orientated, Sonia. You know, as a female in the game, you know, any barriers that you've had to kind of overcome, any restrictions, any barriers?
I would say this is a question that can open up so much discussion. So we could have a whole show on this for sure. And I'm sure you can appreciate why.
Yeah.
I would say there is a lot of competition. There's also the backing of finances, for example, that can be a hindrance. There's also, in some cases, not mine. I'm very fortunate that I have a family that supports music. We are a musical family, so that worked in my favour. But then, you know, as a woman, we go on to having families, children, and so on and so on. And these things can be hindrances in some form or another. So I would say that on a personal level, there were probably restrictions, but on a commercial from the industry level, yeah, it is a bit of a who you know, and there are obstacles. I think it's a huge, huge topic to discuss. It's very difficult to say. And of course, it's down to how you wish to portray yourself as an artist versus what a label may want for you or a producer may want for you. I mean, I get asked, can you sing a song like this person? I'm like, well, I'm Sonia. I want to sing like me.
Yeah.
And I want to be unique because there's already 100 of those out there and I don't want to be that person. It's like, you know, when you hear a Miss Pooja, you know, when you hear Neha Kakkar, you know, when you hear Jasmine Sandless and so on, I want to be me. Yeah. So it's difficult to stay authentic. We all want to be part of that game, but to stay unique and authentic is a real hard graft. And I think that's where my passion for music and obviously me sort of serving the live circuit with my Punjabi folk kind of live gigs that I do. I've been doing that with my own band for about 8-9 years now. Because of that, it's helped me to stay focused, helped me to kind of work with the audience, what's working, and it's getting me to understand that deeply. What do the crowd really want? But at the same time, there's so many different ways of looking at this. It's like, you can be authentic, you can be experimental. Unfortunately, I would say it does feel like it's the world against one in this game. But I would say that, you know, I believe in the hare and tortoise story. I hope I'm the tortoise that wins the race.
Without a doubt. And listen, Sonia, you know, I think the key thing here is you've kept it real. You've not compromised, you know, and that's why you're still here. You're still relevant and people still got so much love for you. And, you know, and talent, of course, man, you know, you've got talent and you are so amazingly versatile, you know, because, you know, we never know what we're going to expect from you. You know, we'll go from like a straight up folk Punjabi song to some drum and bass to some dub, you know. It's just like, girl, you know, you just smash it on, you know, on all levels. And you know, and that's something that we absolutely love about you. So you know what, without further ado, let's jump into this new one, Halve Rabba. hi, talk to me about this project. Man, how did it come together?
So I've not said this out loud, so I guess you guys are getting the exclusive. This is my first written, Punjabi written song that is actually released. So I've written so many, but this is the first one that got released. And I have composed the melody and I worked alongside Sahib Ji, the producer also in London. He's a renowned musician, you know, amongst the Punjabi UK industry circuit as well. And I'm quite fortunate to have collaborated with him on this. And it was one of those things where I had an idea and we had a melody and I said, you know, can we do this? And we've done it. It's not the typical melody. It's not something typical of the Punjabi industry. It's not Bhangra. It's not Gidda. It's not any of those things. It's not R&B. It's drum and bass. And we kind of took a risk. We brought drum and bass back. Very mellow, but it's there. And again, I'm being authentic. It's my own original idea, and I'm just overwhelmed with the messages that I'm getting that people are loving just singing the words Halve Rabba over and over again. I'm clearly resonating with a lot of people having this Halve Rabba experience, and it's working. And I'm I think what this is a stark reminder of, you know, being yourself. Don't be afraid to be yourself, because yeah. it might be what's missing out there. It might be what's missing. So Halvidaba is a love song, or a song that was written about a story about a crush, a girl who falls in love, and she's just absolutely over the moon, going crazy Halvidaba over this guy. And she never gets to quite say what she wants to say. So, yeah, it's quite kind of interesting. It's an interesting story.
Now, I'm going to kind of maybe put you on the spot a little bit. You know, I mean, you wrote the track, you know, and, has the inspiration come from personal experience?
I think anyone that writes will reflect on personal experience, so I'm not going to shy away. I'm going to say yes, it's from experience. When I wrote this song was quite a long time ago,
yeah.
And I've kind of been working with it to get it to where it is with 5G on this track. But yes, I'm not going to deny it. It's from experience. Why not?
Of course. And you know what? And you talk about how it's resonated with people, and it's something I go back to what I said earlier. You know, you're keeping it real, and you know, when an artist keeps it real, you know, it reflects in the music, and you know, people are going to automatically, you know, gravitate and connect to it, because you know, you can sense the genuineness, you know, coming from the lyrics, and I think that's why, you know, this track has touched so many people, Sonia.
Oh, thank you very much. No, it has. And I think, you know, it was really funny because the few days before I kind of announced, and I was kind of playing with the word Halvidaba to see if anyone, you know, was kind of understanding where I was going with it through my sort of social media channels. And I had quite a few people saying, what does Halvidaba actually mean? And do you know what? They put me on the spot. I was like, I actually can't explain what a Halvidaba situation actually is, because it's so overwhelming. It could be anxiety. It could be that you're, you know, we say Halvidaba, I mean, it's like, oh God, kind of literal translation. But Halvidaba is describing the state, your emotional state. It can be pretty hectic if it's an emotional rollercoaster. So, and I just thought, oh my gosh, it's something that I cannot explain. But I'm just hoping that the word Halvidaba explain what it is, or the way that it's sung. You know, there's a rush of emotions, there's a roller coaster of emotions, and I hope that's portrayed through the song.
100%, it absolutely does come through. And we're going to talk about the video. The video is looking amazing, and you're looking
Thank
amazing.
You.
And you know, how involved do you get with the concept?
Oh wow! So this was a great experience for me, because, as you said just now, every time I deliver something, it is different. I do like to show a different project with a different angle, a different concept every time. So this time, creatively, I thought, you know what, we're going to do this a different way. So I worked with a team from India, and we shot this in London, in West London, and it's just been an amazing creative project. I kind of said, this is the song, listen to it, what do you feel? And it just so happened that the storyboard that they were kind of working with matched what I was trying to portray, although it can be interpreted differently. But I was very much involved from, you know, shooting to editing and to having the final say. This is my baby, and I'm really proud of it.
Absolutely. Everybody go check out the video. It is absolutely amazing. It just complements the song so well. Now, Halvidaba is out. It's doing great. I mean, you've hit the ground running for 2023, Sonia. What else can we expect, man, for the rest of the year?
What else can we expect? Wow, that's, again, another big question. So I'm looking forward to releasing more surprises, let's say. So different tracks, different flavours. Hopefully, actually, no, I'm going to not say hopefully. An EP is on the way soon. Yeah, and I think I'm going to go for it this time. I'm not going to stopping and starting and kind of come out here and there. I think we're going to go for it, so expect more numbers from me, and you know, follow the socials and so that you don't miss it, really. That's all I can say.
There we go, people. The lovely Sonia Panesar up on the show this evening. We're about to hear a new track in a few seconds, but you know, Sonia, you know what, belly belly bar, you're on my show, and I'm going to let you go, right? You know, without you've got to do a couple of lines. A couple of lines before we play the new one. Come on, Sonia.
I'll tell you what, I'll sing a couple of lines as long as you do the hook line with me.
Okay, all right, okay. All right, okay. I'll try.
You're like, oh no, oh no.
Oh no! All right, come on. All right.
We're gonna call this the Harvard of our challenge, okay?
Okay. Oh my God. You know, this is gonna be pure bestie for me, but go on. Let's do it.
Did you hear what you just said? You said, oh my God. So that's your Harvard of our moment.
There we go. Yes. I'm having a Harvard of our moment right now.
Right here, right now on Subrose Radio. Okay, here we go. Yaad nu me paava ki ve yaad nu me naava ki ve haal ve rabba haal ve rabba koi dekhe koi jaane zindagi o jaan litaave haal me sunaava ki ve haal ve rabba haal ve rabba hai haal ve rabba.
Amazing, Sadia, too good. I was not going to join in. I was not going to mess that up. You were too good. Listen, Sonia, such a pleasure having you up on the show. I don't know why we left it so blooming long, but we will now have you back on the show time and time again. So much love for you, so much support for you, and it's only right before you go, you introduce the new one.
So this one, in collaboration with Saji, as an exclusive, I'm sure, on Subrose Radio and on DJ Akshay's show right here, right now, here's Harvard Abba.
Let's go.
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subrose Radio.